The Old Testament reading for the seventh Sunday of Easter is from Ezekiel chapter 36. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and be careful to obey my just decrees. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people. And I will be your God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 1 Peter chapter 4. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th and 16th chapters. Jesus said, "But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The apostles sit before their Lord, preparing to be fishers of men. They sit listening to this last address of their master, awaiting that day when they will begin their work. The Lord has desired this work for them ever since he called them 3 years before. The apostles have experienced a lot following Jesus. They have heard him teach with authority. They have seen his amazing miracles. Well, what did they learn from this master's signs and sermons? What did the Lord Jesus teach them? He taught them that the Father has sent the Son into the world to save the world. He has taught them that by his works, Jesus is revealing to them who the Father is. And now in this last teaching that they receive on the night of Jesus' betrayal, Holy Thursday, the apostles are learning what the work and role and purpose of the Holy Spirit will be. So it is beneficial for us to meditate on this as we await next Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, the fulfillment of Jesus' promise that he will send the Holy Spirit to his church. We sit today between celebrating Jesus' ascension last Thursday and the fulfillment of all his promises next Sunday. So as we look forward to that fulfillment of the promise of the Holy Spirit, it is good for us to meditate and learn from Jesus' words of the promise. And we meditate on this, that our Lord prepared his apostles for witness, even against opposition. The Lord Jesus showed his apostles how the Holy Spirit will help them to be fishers of men. The Holy Spirit will do this through his own witness, through his own testifying. The Holy Spirit will witness to who Jesus is and to what Jesus has done. And this is the witness that the apostles will give. As the Holy Spirit speaks, so will the apostles speak. And Jesus lays all this out with these words. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning. What the apostles saw in their Lord's ministry, in their Lord's work, they themselves will do. They saw the Son of God enacting the kingdom of God with his teaching, with the power of his miracles. They saw the Spirit of God rest upon Jesus. They saw Jesus work to bring about the kingdom through this Spirit. They saw the great crowds that followed Jesus, that learned from his sermons, that learned who God was and who God is. Now Jesus will send this very same Spirit to do this same work through them. The Holy Spirit sent by the Son, the Spirit who is from the Father, will bear witness. But this happens through the apostles who bear witness. Jesus is encouraging the apostles. They will not be left alone. They will have the Helper who will preach for them. the apostles can be certain that their message is the message of the true God. They will not be bearing witness to their own truth. No, the Spirit of truth is the one who will be working through them. It is not their spirit. It is not the spirit of this age. This is the Spirit of God. These words of Jesus are a testimony to you and to all who heard the apostles preach. These men were not speaking from their own authority. They are not speaking their own words. When I read the Holy Scriptures, I'm not hearing the opinions of Peter or of John or of Thomas. I'm not listening to someone who's trying to manipulate me for their own benefit. No, this is God, the Holy Spirit, speaking. The witness that the apostles gave in their preaching, and the witness that they have handed down for all the ages in the Holy Scriptures, are a witness of the Holy Spirit. These words of Jesus confirm it when he said, "The Spirit whom I sent will be a witness, just as you are my witnesses." But why does Jesus have to instill such confidence in his apostles? Why does he have to remind them again and again of what their work will be and how they will receive the power of the Holy Spirit? Our Lord must do this because the apostles face a hard task. Our Lord Jesus warned of the great assault that will come against them when the apostles preach. He said, "I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you." The difficulties the apostles will have to face is death. They will have to die for the witness that they are giving to who Jesus is, what Jesus has done. The apostles will face opposition from the evil one, from the evil one who cannot stand to hear the Spirit of truth speak. But who will do these terrible things to the apostles, even killing them for bearing witness to Jesus? This is really the hardest part. These are their fellow churchmen. The ones who will do this are the teachers of the synagogue, the scribes, the Pharisees. The apostles will be rejected by their own brothers and their own family. Jesus warns that those who will do these despicable things to the apostles are ones who think they are offering service to God. They think that they are worshiping God by what they're doing. They think that they are worshiping the true God, the God of their fathers, when they silence these apostles and their message. They think that they are giving glory to God, when in reality, they're rejecting the ones whom the true God has sent. How do we know that the apostles have the truth compared to those who are trying to silence them? This is the difference that Jesus shows. The apostles know who the Father is and who the Son is because they have the Holy Spirit. But those who persecute them, they know neither the Father nor the Son. The apostles love the Son, keep his word, and seek to do his commandments. But the opposition, they have rejected the Son. They think he is of the devil, and they do not keep his word. With these words, Jesus is preparing the apostles for the days ahead. The days after he ascends to his Father, the days after he has sent his Holy Spirit on his church. And these days came. If you read the book of Acts and the Holy Scriptures, you will see the fulfillment of all of Jesus' promises. First, the Holy Spirit did come. You come next Sunday, you can hear the details of this when we celebrate Pentecost. Second, the apostles did bear testimonies to who Jesus is, as eyewitnesses of Jesus' resurrection. They preached concerning this man who died and rose again, who ascended to the Father, and who will come again to judge the living and the dead. They spoke in homes, they spoke in the streets, they preached in the temple, they preached even in prisons. No place, no situation, no persons could stop them. They remained true witnesses, and they spoke boldly. Lastly, they did face harm to themselves, some even dying for bearing witness to the truth. Were they ashamed of this? Did it make them stop speaking? Did they silence themselves? No, because they had the power and testimony of the Holy Spirit. Not only were they not ashamed, but they glorified in the chance to suffer for the sake of Jesus' name. Dear Christian, let this be your certainty and your confidence. The conviction of the apostle is yours. The boldness of the apostles is yours. Their power of the Holy Spirit is yours. You too may proclaim the name of Jesus. You too may glory in the possible suffering, and even, if God wills it, suffering death for sharing the love of Christ. At the very least, take confidence that the words that you read from the apostles are true. They are backed up by the words and promises of Jesus, who foretold their witnessing power and the pains that they would have to suffer for proclaiming this. When you gather again next Sunday and come to celebrate the day of Pentecost, keep in mind these promises you hear today from Jesus. The apostles were not surprised, at least completely, when the Holy Spirit rushed upon them that Sunday morning. They were expecting it, for Jesus had said, "I will send you the Helper." They knew that they were to be witnesses, not only for that day, but for all the days ahead, for all who would read their writings, until that day when Jesus comes again. That boldness, which you will hear of next week, continued all the apostles' life because they knew that they were bearing witness to the truth. And this truth is yours forevermore. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.